Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
A very big show again. Ready to roll out is one of Australia's funniest comedians because we have the longest list of comedians on this show. Jim Owen, who's going to be at the Star January 18th. Jim Owen's coming up.
Yay! And it is Comedy Pilot Week. We're going to road test Georgie Carroll today. Will she nail it or fail it? Very funny expat, ex-British lady.
Yeah.
Also, Peter, I need you to help me and be on my team because I'm losing confidence in my new way of life and I need you to step up.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I'm always here for a bit of support.
Yes.
Also, we'll be touching a little bit of sport, talking about that an international superstar lets his hair down at a major, I suppose, awards night?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And also, we want to chat about Christmas. Some of those presents you've brought and then had to put together maybe a little bit late at night.
Key, yep. AJ Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5. Wednesday mornings, normally we do a wrong song. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. You are choosing the wrong song today, Al.
I've got something. So what happens is what people ring up, we get three people saying, no, get it off, and we get rid of it.
Yes, and if you love the song, you can call up and keep it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, bit of feedback on the song.
All right, 13:27:10 on this wrong song. Have a listen to this.
This is Terence Trent D'Arby.
No.
Christa Berg.
Incorrect. 1989.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli. This is Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You.
No. Is this one of your favourites?
A heart. But still I had to play
this painful part. I've never ever said this and you'll never probably hear it again, but gee, I wish AJ was here.
All right, well, if no one rings up, Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You is gonna get a full run.
Let's at least get the chorus.
Yeah. They actually want the singers.
I'm Gonna Miss You.
I'm Gonna Miss You. 13:27:10 to get rid of this.
If you don't, I'll end up singing in a minute.
All right, Rob Pilatus and Fab Morvan were the names. All right, hang on. Tom in Palm Beach, what's going on?
Oh, mate, we need to get these off.
Yeah! There's one. Thanks, Tom. Have a good day. Red Dog.
I wonder which way Red Dog's going to go.
Red Dog, there's only one option, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm with you, Spider. Bring AJ songs back. It's terrible.
That is saying something. Back to the 20s with AJ. All right.
Thanks, Red Dog.
Back
one to go.
The Brass Orchestra, what was that band?
I don't know.
Glenn Baker or whatever.
That's it. Never will forget the day we great mono brow on these guys too. Milli Vanilli. I think they're in jail, aren't they?
I think one passed away.
One passed away.
Okay, I feel bad.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace. Sean in Broadbeach, this could get this completely gone. What do you think, Sean? Milli Vanilli, Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You.
Get it off, buddy.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's all gone.
Goodness me.
Thank you, Sean.
It won a Grammy.
That did not.
The album won a Grammy, and then they found out that they didn't actually sing on it.
No, that's right. Get back the Grammy the next year.
How good.
Sorry about that.
How are they ever going to perform live? That was the whole thing, you know? How?
Oh, that's brilliant.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Comedy Pilot Week, showcasing fresh comedians all this week. So far we've had Ellen Briggs, she was funny, Sam Taunton, good yesterday.
Yes.
And a lady by the name of Georgie Carroll today, born in Manchester. She's a nurse, a wife and a mother. And Georgie is here now, Bridge.
Oh, Georgie, we're so happy to have you on board. Welcome, welcome. More chicks the merrier, I say.
Too right, mate. We're taking over.
We are. About time. About time. Not me too. Yeah. Just all of us. Hashtag
all of
get
us.
In.
We too.
Now, for those that don't know, hun, you are a mum of two boys. Two strong names here too. I like it.
Tom and Bob. And Bob. Yes, they're my names.
Right.
Yeah.
How old are they?
So Bob is 12, just waved him off to high school this morning for his settling in day, and Tom is 14.
I feel sorry for your kids.
Go on.
Because I hear that you used to be a nurse. Now, I grew up with my mother being a nurse, and what a crazy, trippy experience it is having your mother as a nurse growing up. were you the compassionate one or the toughen up princess?
I'm definitely toughen up.
Oh.
Like, Tom has had 6 broken bones, none of which I have spotted on the first day. So there you go.
Yeah. So you're still a bit of a crazy nurse. I think every nurse has a bit of crazy in them. My mother...
Well, do you know what, Bridge? I think yesterday I resigned.
What?
Oh, you pulled the pin.
I think I did it yesterday.
What do you mean?
I wrote a resignation letter yesterday. How rare does that happen in your life that you just resign from something?
Wow, you well done.
Yeah. I did, and then I happy cried in a bottle-o.
Oh,
you happy cried in a bottle-o.
Dan Murphy's will do that to you.
It just hit me about an hour later of like how much I've loved nursing, and yeah.
So we do sense an accent.
Yes.
Still there, is it?
We picked it up.
I can say spider.
Yes, well, you're getting relatives coming over to stay with you from England?
I am. My mum, love her.
Yeah.
I miss her so much until she lives with us, at which point I stop missing her quite as much.
How's it going to go?
Well, we do this every year. We're very compatible, but you're not meant to live with your adult relatives. Oh, yeah, you're really not meant to do it.
Come on, they cook, help, you know, clean up, look after the kids, that kind of thing?
No, she generally just sits, she wears a sarong everywhere, like to Coles and everything. She thinks she's just on holiday.
Yeah.
And it's borderline burlesque some of the time, what she's wearing in the
supermarket. For the mature audience, yeah.
Oh, my, yeah, my husband doesn't know where to look. And then the other thing, she likes, her and my husband just grate along, really. So he likes to tell you at a certain volume, she likes it a lot louder. He likes the lights full on, she likes them dim. Oh. So I bought her, get this year, because she's a fiddler. So I bought her a jigsaw. I've started it in the other room so that she doesn't want to go in the telly room.
Right.
I don't know if that's manipulative or not, but it's just like she won't be able to walk past it without sitting down and doing a bit. So that's my plan.
Yeah,
in her sarong.
Do you know how bad that sounds that your mother-in-law is a fiddler that wears a see-through sarong? I feel like I should see her face pixelated on A Current Affair.
Oh, she's a frisky one, mate. So, yeah, we'll send you some pictures.
She puts the wrong in sarong.
Yes, she does.
She does. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, Georgie.
Georgie, good to chat.
Yeah, and you guys, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Gold Coast.
Georgie Carroll as part of our Comedy Pilot Week.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Spider, I need to borrow some camping gear. I'm camping overnight. I want to be the first in the door.
I don't know about lending you camping gear.
I'm normally good. Some's on the bottom of the ocean, but that's all right. There's a stockpile of arcade games up for auction this weekend at Lloyd's Auction at Carrara. There's over 70 vintage games that vendors are like, yeah, we've had enough. Everything from, well, see, Daytona was my favourite. Do you remember Daytona, car racing one? You remember Daytona? Oh, I used to be so good at this game even before I could drive.
Yeah,
remember?
Daytona was awesome.
So cool. And even all the really old games.
Remember Space Invaders?
Yeah.
Yes.
Galaga.
You got Galaga? Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Pac-Man.
Yeah, one of the greats.
Straight back to the penny parlour.
Well, we all grew up going to penny parlours. You know, you'd see, you'd walk in there and they'd have a little cage around a booth and there'd be just stacks and stacks of 20-cent coins, just piles
That's
of
right.
them. And you had to remember, you had to put your 20-cent coin on the side of the screen or, for you'd be next.
You were next.
But somebody swiped your 20 so you'd only leave a 5-cent piece. But look, there's so many good favourites. Spent so many hours at penny parlours.
Yeah, you did. And you had to save for that money. I used to put my roller skates on a Rainbow Bay and skate around the corner to the little one in the corner.
Yeah.
That's keep awesome. Your roller skates on so you're there underneath and have your roller skates.
Every fish and chip shop.
Yep, that's all you do. Burger bar there.
You'd order your fish and chips so you could sit there and play a couple of games of Pac-Man or Galaga or Space Invaders.
And you remember how the sit-down tables, how sticky they were from everyone's cans of Coke and everything like that?
And the little plastic chairs.
To some penny parlours, you did take your life into your own hands.
You did.
On occasions. Just because it was some pretty tough dudes that hang out at those old school.
Frankston. Go to these dodgy stairs and then you'd walk in there, it'd be all dark and, you used to be able to try and turn them on and off and get a free game.
Yes, that's right.
When nobody was watching, full of smoke.
We'd love to know on 13 27 10. Let's all have a nice flashback moment.
Yes.
What was your favourite arcade game? And it could have been a pinball machine. The one that you'd always put your 20 on to be next on the game.
And did you ever get into the top 10 so you could put your three initials in the top 10 on the screen? That was big.
13 27 10. Old school penny parlour games that you played. Let us know. Get your calls on next.
Yeah, hi. I like to play a game called Snow Brothers. It was on the old arcade machines in the late 80s.
This one was it?
That's it.
I didn't know Snow Brothers.
Never heard of Snow
What did
Brothers?
You have to kill?
Yeah, there was monsters running around and you used to throw snowballs at them until they become a big snowball. Then you kicked them around the screen.
Amanda, what was your favourite arcade game when growing up? What'd you love?
Pac-Man.
Oh, Pac-Man. I love it. Did you ever get the initials up when you were, you know, one of the high scores?
Oh, no, I wasn't that great.
You went from the cherries to the strawberries to the orange to the apple to the melon. They were all the fruits you had to get.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. It wasn't a massive Pac-Man person.
Oh, well, yeah, Mrs. Right. Pac-Man didn't do it for us, but Pac-Man was good.
Hey, good on you, Amanda.
No worries.
Okay, Gold FM, hello. What's your name?
Richie.
Richie! All right, mate. What was your favourite arcade game?
Oh, come on. Has no one said Street Fighter 2 yet?
Street Fighter?
Oh, yeah. How big was that?
Oh, massive. Remember all the competitions they used to have?
They did. It was probably the biggest game for a long time there, wasn't it? Because they used to just line up and then have it on a bigger screen so everybody could actually watch it.
What era are we talking about?
Is this it? Been
90s?
Oh, that's why I don't know it.
That was actually out for a while and no one played it. And then we hire the actual arcade game, so we'd hire it and take it to a mate's place and all have sleepovers and play it.
That's awesome.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Was that it? Back there?
Thanks, mate. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've just found out it was called AC's where I used to go. I had to text my cousin, AC's, and AC's. Leo was the owner.
Of course it was Leo.
For the kids, by the way, JJ's Golden Ford Drive at Belinga there, the 25-hour burger joint they call it, they still have arcade games and pennies there.
There you go. Whiz, last one for you, Whiz. What was your favourite penny?
Well, Spider and Bridge and Al, I turned around and I used to go down to a place at Rosebud called Mr. Plunkett's, and I used to play pinball machines all day for free, right, because they were set and you could press a button and I'd stay on all day for free. So we'd keep playing and playing and playing. We'd have about 15 kids of us there and he goes, gee, you do well all day.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I want to have a crack at all those people going online yesterday to spray Uber and, more importantly, Uber Eats, because their app was down yesterday and it was like it was the end of the world. So many people disappointed that the Uber Eats app went down yesterday. Seriously, it was the closest thing to the end of the world. I actually thought it was going to be the end of the world because, you know, we've heard all the ads.
Don't have Christmas at home, so, yeah, this will be...
Wrong one,
but that's okay. That's okay. So we've heard the ads where I'm going to have this and I'm going to be eating this. I'm having Indian from this place and I'm going to have a donut from this place. And I was wondering why there were so many people yesterday in the supermarket. Because finally, the Uber Eats app was down. I'm going, how come there's so many people here?
No, they've got to cook it themselves.
They've got to find a pot, a pan.
No.
Unbelievable. Who would have even thought of it? I even spoke to the guys at Rosie's yesterday, and they were flooded with calls
for
food hampers to the Burley area. Because, of course, we know that everybody in Burley would pretty much order Uber Eats. So, no.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Tonight, I'll be eating a yellow coconut curry.
I'll be eating a chick magnet pizza.
I'll be eating chicken McNuggets, fries and a McFlurry.
I'll be eating a monster veggie burger, hash brown and cheesy fries.
No, you won't be.
No.
You won't be eating any of that. None of that at all. I even had my daughter ring me from Melbourne, absolutely shattered. She started whinging. She goes, Dad, it's Tuesday night. Uber Eats app is down. I can't get Uber Eats. Tuesday night is Netflix night, and we watch it at home, but we get Uber Eats.
Oh, come on.
You know what she gets, though?
What?
She gets popcorn, a large Coke, and two Choc Tops from the cinema. brought to her house.
From the cinema.
From the cinema.
Please. No.
Yes, with Uber Eats.
Come
so
on.
Who would have even thought this time yesterday that the sun would have come up? So many people wouldn't have. So stop whinging about Uber Eats. It's all back online. You can eat today.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
The longest list of comedians on the Gold Coast. He's going to be here January 18, performing at the Star Gold Coast. We love him.
Yay, Jamoa!
Yay!
What an legend. Jamoa, you know, all these years, none of us have ever known. What's your last name?
Schwarzenegger.
Thought it was.
Yes, who'd have thought?
Yeah, we know.
The Irish-German connection.
Yeah, that's right. Mick Schwarzenegger.
Ah, there we are. Yeah, right.
That's it.
Well, you've got to be special just to have one name, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Kylie, Prince,
Sia.
Madonna. She's McKeown. Madonna McKeown. Well, my first name is a double-barreled name because I was brought up a Catholic and that was a big thing, like the Pope. John Paul.
Oh.
And I was, I'm not a Catholic anymore. I'm Catholic-ish.
Oh, Catholic-ish.
Yeah, a bit of an ish. I'm an ish for sure.
There's Jewish, so if they're going to be vague.
Yes.
So you're a bit Catholic-ish, Chris-ish.
Yeah. Christmassy-ish, all of those things.
Be honest with us. Say it to our face, not behind our backs. What do you think of the Gold Coast?
Yeah, you know, it's a place that people will go sometimes for a bit of a holiday.
Yep.
Right.
Everyone loves your new tram. Your new tram seems to be getting a lot of attention.
Oh, I like the tram.
Yes.
The light rail. Well, what's the difference? So that's a big asset for the place. I love the Gold Coast. I go to the marathon every year.
Quite fit.
Do you run the marathon?
I do not know.
Okay.
I look you after just... my kids as my wife does it. I'm not running any marathon.
How do you stay so svelte, though? Because you're skinny.
No. You should see me recently. I've gone.
Oh, you got pear shaped.
Blown out.
Yeah. I've got a bit of a belly. I discovered it. You know, I was putting my pajamas on, and do you ever pull your pajamas up really high for a laugh? Like,
I
did that, and couldn't believe how comfortable it felt. And then I thought, oh no, this is the way forward. So everything's up there now. You know, I used to have the towel around my waist when I got out of the shower, but now towel's up high. Makes more sense up there, dries your stomach and your back, and same time supports my tits.
Happy days. Happy.
Being on stage is good because it's a workout. I spend the whole time on stage just sucking my belly in and just trying to hang on to it. Yeah. But these things happen as you get older. I've got, you know, all the telltale signs of getting old. Got an eyebrow that doesn't know when to stop growing. Sometimes you cross your legs, catch a nut.
I was talking about this the other day, Jim. You know, I had to do a warm-up before I decided to mow the lawn the other day because I was scared I was going to put my back out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a tender in the morning. Look, you know, it's like a royal ceremony putting my underpants on. You know, I just lower them real slow. And I do it between the frame of the door because... you ever do that thing, you know, like big toe's your friend getting your trousers off at night, but big toe's your enemy putting your underpants on.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, if you catch big toe on the gusset and you're off balance, you know, but I find the frame of the doorway is a perfect place to stand because if you lose your balance, the frame of the door corrects you. This is very educational for people in their 50s.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to learn a lot when you get back up here to the Gold Coast to perform live. Jim Owen, that's the double-barreled Jim-Owen. Thank you so much.
Good to speak to you all.
All right, stupid time of the year. I know that. There's functions and lunches and stuff on. And what am I doing? I decide that I better shred.
Yeah, shredding.
Because, I'm camping and, you know, I can't fit into my clothes. So... not shakes. I'm doing smoothies, homemade ones that are really good for you.
Yeah.
But it means I was at a lunch the other day and all I could eat were those...
Broccolini.
With Macca's people and I was eating endemememe beans. I can never say that word. Endemememe.
Oh, right.
Endemembe beans.
Beans.
Endemememe. What are they? Endemememe. Endemame. Endemememe.
Green beans.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea what you're on about.
Yeah, those beans.
Yeah, they're beans.
Are they green?
They're E-D-A-M-A-M-A-M-A-M-A-M-A-M. I don't know.
Hang on, E-D-A-M.
No, no, what are they? I don't know. Endementement. Honestly, I can never say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure of them either.
Edamame.
Oh,
thank you, Cam.
Oh, okay.
Edamame.
Well done, Camille.
Anyway, let's get back on track.
Yeah.
You don't want to just be eating Endamame beans.
No, you don't.
Out. So, look, also to keep you on track, this dude, he's American. I'm reading his book, and his name's Harley Pasternak, and he's like, here, do 10,000 steps a day. That's all. That's all. 10,000 steps isn't easy.
No, 10,000. It's, that's, to most people, it'd be about 7 or 8 kilometres.
Well, So on my phone, I've got a pedometer. 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 Fun and games. So last week I was sending a lot of photo screens, shots of my pedometer.
I've been on a roller coaster on a lot of these different diets that you've put yourself through.
This is good.
This isn't a diet, though. This is a shake eating.
No, it's not a
shredder.
Shake. It's a smoothie. Okay, so here we go. Last Monday when I started, I kicked off with 4,000 steps. I got more. I got 5,000 the next day. Last Wednesday was my best day ever. 7,743 steps. That's 20 floors of climbed because I was doing hills.
Yep.
5.5 Ks. That's good, isn't
it? Good. That is good.
I need a backpack.
Yeah, that's all right.
Isn't that good?
Somewhere. That's
great. I didn't quite get to the 10,000. That's right. Thursday, 5,000. Now let's look at this week. Monday, 3,000.
Yep.
Tuesday, 1,000.
Oh.
Which is half a
bit of a hiccup.
Yes.
Half a K. Let's go back, which I can on this. This is the embarrassing part. Are you ready? Sunday, 297 steps.
Oh, you're road tripping, weren't you? Somewhere? You're in a car.
297 steps.
It's called
steps.
Netflix, I think.
This is the lowest point of my life. I haven't got to Saturday yet. You think that's bad?
Oh, no. No way.
Okay.
Go.
I'm not kidding you.
Come on, Saturday.
I'll show you. In fact, here, Peter. You read it out. You read out what this
Saturday,
is
Saturday, you did...
Yep.
32 steps, 0.02 kilometres.
Oh, the 0.02 is there.
Did I not go to the toilet? What did I not do? Did I not walk around the house? Oh, I had a headache, but come on. 32 steps. Did I have a full bladder? What did I do?
Nothing, that's obviously. Not even... Obviously nothing.
Absolutely nothing, and I'm wondering why this diet isn't working.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's that time of the year. Your Christmas just around the corner. Only 13 more days.
No.
Yes. The 12 days of Christmas pretty much counts down from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, bit lucky because, Boston's away at the moment, so we brought him a desk for Christmas.
Aww.
And the thing is, it comes as a flat pack. And when people look at flat packs, you either get somebody in to do it. Mm. I look at a flat pack and I think that's a challenge.
Yeah.
I look at it and think that's 6 beers, a couple of bourbons, and I could have that done. Because you got to take your time and just nicely put it together.
You don't take your time with anything. You're a hurricane if you're going to take your time with this.
So, trying to put a flat pack together as a Christmas present is a nightmare.
Do you follow the instructions or you think, no, I've got this. I've got this.
Yeah, I've got this. You get all the pieces out and then you obviously lose a couple of pieces and then think, how does all this? And normally when you put a flat pack together, you think right at the end, oh, no, they're supposed to be on the other side. But we want to, it is that time of the year when, a lot of parents are putting together their kids' toys.
Yep.
And
yes.
We want to know, 13, 27, 10, have you had to put something together a little late at night, maybe after a couple of beers or two, and maybe got a few things a little bit wrong? Rob McLeod, has that happened to you?
Never, ever, ever attempt to construct a trampoline on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Oh, nothing much can go wrong there.
Yeah, no.
No, there's just a small matter of safety. And when you're doing it by a dodgy fluorescent light that zaps when you touch it, it's not good.
Under the bug zapper. 13, 27, 10. What have you had to put together leading up to Chrissy when you kind of thought, no, maybe that was a bad idea?
Yeah. Tomorrow in Currumbin, what do you have to put together?
I had to put together a 14-foot trampoline and it said 2 men and I'm 1 woman, so I figured that was fine, and it was.
You are amazing. You did that on your own.
That is awesome.
Yes, I put a used chairs and windowsills to rest bits on to push them together, and I did it, and it lasted for years and even through a cyclone.
Oh, Tamara. You're amazing, Tamara.
Well, tickets to the 2019 Pacific Fair Magic Millions polo for you. Sunday, Jan 6, Doug Jennings Park. All right, you're going to love that. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Trav in Miami.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good. What have you attempted to put together maybe late at night, ready for Christmas?
Mate, tonight I've got four kids. I've put together everything you can imagine, but I had a basketball ring one night, and the words that were coming out of my mouth that night, I had some text from the neighbours. I was bashing it with a hammer. I was... And you know what I did? You know what I did just to get me through the night into the morning, because it was about 1 a.m.? Yeah. I had one of those exercise bands, and I ended up using that and tying it around just to hang on so in the morning the kids could actually throw a basketball at
it. Awesome. Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Trav. Hello, Kelby in Upper Coomera. What are those things you've had to put together last minute, especially around Christmas?
Christmas Eve, a trampoline with a net.
Oh, nothing worse. Why they need nets these days, we don't know, but to do that at night, a nightmare.
By myself.
Oh.
How'd it turn out?
Actually, it worked out all right, and I had better floodlights than what Rod had.
All right, but how long did it take you, Kelby?
2.5 hours, I think.
Oh. Ooh,
punishment. That's
good effort.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiders, Name That Year.
Didn't we do well yesterday?
Oh, don't put pressure.
We just touched gloves. Reflecting on how good it was. I know there's a bit of a pump up there.
Yeah,
that was
touch gloves.
All right, so three bits of audio. Name That Year. First one.
I faced it all. And I stood tall.
Chairman of the board.
And did it my
way. Who is it, Peter?
I gave it away. The chairman of the board.
Richard Collis.
Sydney Swans.
Cochrane.
So literal.
It's good, isn't it?
It's funny.
It's
Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
It's like the kids say the darndest thing. It's like Spider says the darndest thing.
It could be a TV show now. What year was Frank born?
I was born.
Yes.
That's Rod McLeod even rolled his eyes at that. Mm. But Frank was born in 1928.
No.
Okay. Frank Sinatra, a bit earlier. I'm just going to go with my first guess, 1902.
No.
Ooh. I think it's 20s is the right era, 23?
1915, Frank.
Oh,
and he came out to Sanctuary Cove.
Sanctuary Cove.
Yeah, he did opened
too.
It up.
He did too. Amazing.
Name That Year.
It is feared that the Prime Minister has drowned. A great search is being made for Mr. Holt off Portsea, Victoria. Yeah. However, no official announcement has been made as to the fate of the Prime Minister.
Harold Holt. What year did Harold Holt disappear?
That's such a big saying, isn't it?
Yes, there's a swimming pool at Oakley in Melbourne.
That's right, I know.
What is it colloquially known as, friends? Dead Harry's.
Oh,
no.
It is.
Why? Yeah.
That's a vicious beach, though, Portsea back beach.
Yeah, it is.
There's so many conspiracy theories about it. I'm just going to keep on talking until someone guesses.
I don't know. Rod's going to have a very good idea. I think it was roughly around about 74.
Not even roughly.
Okay. Bridge, I don't know, 1956.
No.
I think Harold Holt, he was rumoured to jump onto a Russian submarine.
Yeah, that's right.
1967.
Correct.
Oh!
Cleaning up again.
Bang.
All right, Name That Year.
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
Good morning, Vietnam!
So the brilliance
down to rocket
of,
from the Delta to the DMZ.
There he is, Robin Williams. A brilliance of Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam. When was that released? What year was that released?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Bridge, 1988.
No.
Look at the face.
Yeah, I kind of helped out a bit there. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say Spider, 1990.
No.
Oh, it's hot. Damn hot.
It's nice if you're either a lady, but no good if you're in the jungle. 1987.
That's it.
Oh, hey.
Well done, Rodney.
Well, great work.
Bridge wins the day.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Okay, what is it? One of the biggest, the longest-serving traditions in cricket is going to be scrapped as of a week of today, the 19th of December. It's all happening when the Big Bash starts.
The tradition. Is it a baggy green thing?
No. You're going to trucker's hat, you reckon?
Possibly baseball cap. What about with it being so hot, are they going to start wearing shorts?
No.
They're not allowed to rub the ball on the groin.
No, that's going to be there forever, that one. You know what it is?
What?
The coin toss. You know, they go and toss the coin.
Oh, it's a hard and fast pitch, but it's all part and parcel of the game.
What do you reckon they're going to do?
They've got to do that because then they have to get the key into the best ground.
Rock, paper, scissors?
No. They flip the bat. Remember you used to have to throw the bat in the air?
Oh, yes.
And you go roofs or hills for the...
Or flats.
Or flats. Roofs or flats.
It's backyard cricket all over.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, the big bash. So they'll go out there in the middle of the pitch and they'll throw up the bat and it'll be roofs or flats.
Roofs.
Yeah. So I like it. And also the international superstar who went to an awards night.
Yeah.
He let his hair down. Uh-oh. It was very, very funny. The videos online are funny. He's loose. And he's known as the Iceman. He absolutely never does this. And everyone couldn't believe it. Kimi Räikkönen. The Formula One
F1 driver.
Oh, okay.
He's the Iceman. Like, he doesn't say anything, doesn't talk to anyone. And he goes, well, if I'm going all the way to Russia to accept the third place award, because he come third in the championship,
right.
He didn't even win it. He goes, I'm going to have a night.
Oh, well, the vodka's good there, right?
And he was chewing the ear of Sebastian Vettel. He was giving everyone hugs. He got up and got his award, and everyone's cheering and clapping.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, he let it down. He did a post the next day. And look, it said, yes, I enjoyed the party. That was it. I'll tell you one thing. It was no Brendan Favola, though. Remember this.
Here's the goal. Favourite movie, Stevens goal. Ah! I got a stiffy.
That's right.
It was close, but it wasn't that close.
He was loose.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
All right, the most expensive wedding ever. How much do you think?
Oh.
Have a guess. Ever in the history of ever.
Oh, no, I suppose some of the rich people spend a mil, I don't know, which is ridiculous. Oh, 100,000, 200, I don't know. A
couple of mil.
Try 100 mil.
What?
Asia's richest man, he's an oil and telecom tycoon, is scheduled to give away his daughter to a billionaire son.
Why wouldn't you?
I do not know how you can even spend that money, but it's a week-long extravaganza, and it looks like some people there will be Hillary Clinton, Beyonce. I mean, even if you're as rich as Beyonce, what do you give the couple as a wedding present? How do you even go close?
You got to give up. You don't buy them anything.
You couldn't.
Gift card to Bunnings.
Well, you'd have to. Some experience they've never had before, go into a shopping centre.
Yeah.
Go to Coles.
BWS.
Yes, give that a go.
I hate Dan Murphy's.
But, however, this is really a nice gesture because the families have donated enough food to feed over 5,000 people 3 meals a day for 4 days.
Oh, boy.
In the city. Oh, boy. No, to look after the homeless. So that's great.
It is great, but you've still got $100 million. You can put a whole country out of starvation.
I know. and I'm just trying to get my dad to pay for one of my aunties at our wedding, let alone, some of you don't know. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. All right, this is a faux pas. a local New York paper. It's called The Post Journal of Jamestown. Big headline for Julia Roberts about her amazing career. Unfortunately, they did stuff up a word, and that word is very important to get right. So they said, this is the headline, Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age. Isn't that good?
Brilliant.
I can hear Camille, our producer, laughing at that.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, they had to do a little correction the next day to say, rolls, people, rolls.
Yeah.
Her rolls get better with age.
Rolls,
so, that's important. It's all very, very important to know.
Yep.
So let's go through, what do you think? The big fashion trends of 2018, that should not ever come back into 2019. I'm saying have a big pyre and just burn it all.
Okay. Yep. I'd burn people wearing no socks.
With the chinos.
Yeah. I'd burn every pair of jeans that have got a hole in them, those ripped jean looks.
What, even for women?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
right.
And man buns.
Just grab the man bun.
Put it straight in the fire.
My fiancé has a man bun.
Good luck. Oh, no.
I love it.
So funny.
I love it. What do you mean it's funny? You used to have dreadlocks.
Hey, I'm not saying put dreadlocks.
Why are you saying my fiancé's funny with a man bun?
I'm just putting the man buns in the fire.
What would you like?
Anything to do with the Kardashians can go away forever.
Anything to do with the Kardashians? All right, well, Fugly Dad sneakers, that came in this year, the old dad sneakers. That's got to go.
Yes.
Because all the chicks are wearing them. Super skinny sunnies. Like anything that's 90s is back. Bucket hats are back.
Oh.
Neon everything.
Neon, right.
Has to go. This is a big one. I mentioned it last year that I cannot believe that scrunchies are back.
Are you putting them in the fire or keeping them?
Not only am I keeping them, I bought a skirt that has a massive matching scrunchie that goes with it.
Oh, great.
Which is so wrong. But the number one trend that has to go this year is bike shorts. Bike shorts are back for men and women. Women are wearing them out with Fugly Dad sneakers.
Oh, so not riding bikes.
Big full-on bomber jackets, and they're wearing them out. Kim Kardashian is here.
Have they got the padding in on the bike shorts?
Well, yeah, because Kim Kardashian's wearing them, so that's all the padding you need.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right,
okay. I don't want to see camel toe. I don't want to see a moose knuckle.
No.
I don't want to see a pork knuckle.
No.
I don't want to see any kind of knuckle or toe.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.